Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you for communion, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Donnie, mute me for just a moment. Just mute me. Now you can turn me back on. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise God for communion. We thank Mary Pettiford for that wonderful communion. Amen. We have to humble ourselves to do what Jesus told us to do and receive communion, don't we? Amen. 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 Well, we praise God for being here today. We thank God for the word of God that God has given me for this morning. And this morning message is entitled, Faith Prepares. Faith Prepares. And I want to say what we believe for, we prepare for. If you believe something, you're going to prepare for it. I was going to tell this little story at the later on in the message, but I think I'm going to start out with this little story. Faith prepares. What we believe, we prepare for. I remember when I was living in Saratoga, and we're living in a house there that my husband had built. Me and my husband had built. And we've been there for a long time. Matter of fact, when we moved, we had been there 33 years. And I wanted to move, but I wasn't sure about the move. I've told y'all the story before, but I haven't told you this part of the story. We wanted to move. I wanted to move anyway. Irvin didn't really want to move. I wanted to move. God prepared Irvin to move. But I wanted to move. And didn't look like we were going to move. Didn't look like we could afford to move anywhere else. And I would always get on my, one thing, we had a screen in the back porch. And there was a deck on the back of our porch. And my husband had bought me a swing to go on the back of that porch. Matter of fact, Don and Kay got that swing there. But and I would go out there on the deck and I would pray in the mornings. This particular morning I went to pray. And as I was praying, the Holy Spirit spoke to me. And God said, get ready to move. I didn't have any place to move to. Any money to move to a place right then. I don't remember. I don't think we did anyway. And anyway, there was nothing that works for moving other than my desire and prayer to move. And the Holy Spirit said, get ready to move. And I believed him. But you know what I did? That was before Christmas. And we didn't move to the next year in May. That was before Christmas. And my son-in-law worked at, he was a manager at a department store. He bought me a box of dishes. Whole set of dishes. A service for, I don't know, it might have been six or eight. And he gave them to me for Christmas. And I didn't open up the dishes. I kept them packed up. I didn't open the box. You know what I said? I'm going to open them up when I move. I'm going to use these dishes when I move. What was I doing? Making preparations to move. Why? Because I believe the faith. I believe what God said. And since I believed it, I began to prepare for it. So whatever you believe, you're going to prepare for it. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Faith prepares. Faith prepares. And we are faith people. How do we walk or live each day? By faith. Actually, that's how we're supposed to live. I'm going to read you scriptures in a little bit, but we're supposed to live every day by faith. Faith is not a struggle. Faith is trusting. I remember when I really, and I'm learning more and more, and I yet got more to learn. We all do. But I remember when I thought faith was a struggle. I didn't really understand what faith was. But walking each day, trusting Jesus, is walking by faith. What did I do when the Holy Spirit told me to get ready to move? I started making preparations for what I believe. Making preparations because I believed what I heard. When we live our daily life on trusting Jesus for all things and in all things, we are walking by faith. What are we doing? We're trusting him in everything, and we trusted him for all things. That's walking by faith. That's walking by faith. And faith prepares. How do you know if you're walking by faith? What are you preparing for? Are you preparing for what you believe? Are you preparing for it to come to pass? Are you acting like it's really going to happen? Walking by faith is not a mystery, nor is it an impossibility. It does require us to what? Note who and what we are trusting. Who and what are you trusting? You know, who and what are you trusting? Abraham received the promise and blessing because he started living by what God told him and not by the realities around him. When Abraham first heard God, did Abraham really believe God when God first told him what to do? No, he didn't. He didn't prepare. God said, told him to leave your country, leave all your kinfolk, leave everybody. Abraham did not do that in the beginning. So he wasn't making preparation. Finally, he did, like some of us. God will say something. We got to stew on it for a while. We got to think about it a while. But we start preparing for what God said. And then we got to go do this thing about, is that really you, God? Or is that me? Who is this God? We were talking a little bit before service started, and I was telling Kay and Donnie, I said, Lonnie, you can hear God. He said, I don't hear him. I said, yes, you can. Then this thought came to me, and it had to be the Lord. I thought about, why is it nobody ever say they have a problem hearing the devil? It's always a problem hearing God. But everybody seems to know when the devil's speaking. Nobody ever said, I can't hear the devil. I don't know whether it's the devil or not. But we all have one time in our lives had problems and said to ourselves, can I hear God? So, but faith is hearing him and walking in that. I'm going to read several scriptures. The first one is Habakkuk 2:4. This is the first place in scripture that I know of that we see the phrase, the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk 2:4. And Mary Pitiful was talking about humility in the communion. And Habakkuk 2:4 is talking about the opposite of humility, being proud. Habakkuk 2:4, behold the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk prophesied this, the just shall live what? By faith. Romans 1:16, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. And then this next verse says in Romans 1:17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The just. Who are the just? We're the just. How should we live? By faith. But how do we know if we're walking by faith or not? Are you making preparations for what the word says or what God said? It's in the gospel that the righteousness of God is revealed. It's in the gospel, the good news, the gospel. These verses tell us that's how the righteousness of God is revealed, through the gospel. How do we know what's right? How do we know what God has said? Because of the gospel. The gospel, if we read the gospel is taught to us, the gospel is preached to us, and then God speaks the gospel to us. The gospel is anything God tells you that's good. It's the good news. And right now, we're living in the good news of salvation. We're living in the good news of Jesus' death on the cross. And we're living in the good news of his resurrection. We're living in the good news that we are children of the Most High God, that we have the grace of God. We have the love of God. We're living in the fact that we are favored by God. We are his beloved. He favors us. He favors us. So it's in the gospel that the righteousness of God is revealed. How is it revealed or made known? From faith to faith. How do you get to know the gospel? From faith to faith. From believing God right here to believing God over here. To believing God again when God says something. You believe it. You prepare for it. So you're walking from faith by faith. And that's how we have, that's how we live. We live by faith. There's no other way for a Christian to live. There's no other way for us to live. Living by faith is the only way for us. The just shall live by faith. We receive the life of God by faith, and then we move on to living by that same faith. You don't have to try to find a faith to walk in to live by. If you're born again, that same faith that got you born again is the same faith you walk in every day of your life. Galatians 3:11 says this, but that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is evident, for the just shall live by faith. We don't live by our performance. We don't live by what other people say to us. We don't live by what other people call us. We don't live by who we, our profession, or what we went to school for, our college degree, or any of those things. We don't live by our race, whether we're black or white, whether we don't live by whether you're fat or skinny. But the just live by faith. We live by faith. We live by putting our trust every day in the Lord, believing that he makes a way out of no way, by believing that he is the way. Let's look at Hebrews 10:38. The Bible told us enough times, so we ought to know how we ought to live, no, don't we? By faith. Hebrews 10:38. Now the just shall live by faith. But if anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Why is that scripture there? Because in Hebrews 11:6, it says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. You can't please God without faith. We cannot please God except what? We live by faith. We walk by faith every day of our life. We believe in God in every situation. We can only give God pleasure when we continue to live our lives by faith in him. God will always love and never forsake us. He's always going to love us, even when we're not giving him pleasure. But he still loves us. And I say that because the scripture says what? Without faith, it's impossible to please him. God will always love and never forsake us. He's going to always love us. Faith always has to do with actions. But faith always has to do with action. That's why the subject today is faith prepares. Because faith always have to do with actions. Okay, let's talk about some of those actions. Words have substance and assignments. Whatever you say, whatever anybody else says, whatever we speak, whatever anybody else speaks, the words they speak have substance and assignment. Let's look at Mark 11:23. And I just want to bring out how many times say is used in this, these scriptures. Mark 11:23 and 24. For surely I say to you, whoever says to the mountain, okay, What's the assignment of speaking to the mountain? You're saying something to that mountain for a reason. Be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things he says will be done. He will have whatever he says. So the assignment in Mark 11, 23 is that whatever you say, example is speaking to the mountain, is say to the mountain, be moved. Your assignment is, for your words is, for to move the mountain. You're speaking to move the mountain. Your words have the power to bring it to pass. And the assignment is to move the mountain. 11:24. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. The power of words. Faith prepares. And one of the ways our faith prepares is by knowing our words have substance and our words have an assignment. A thought just came to me. Isn't it a shame that words, the assignment of some words are to hurt people? The assignment of some words are to tear people down. The assignment of some words are to bring slander to a person's good name. Be careful what you assign your words to. Words have the power to accomplish what you send them to do. The power of life and death, what? Are in the tongue, Proverbs says. This is true and is accomplished because this is how our Father created us. This is how we are to be. This is how we are because he says it's true of us. How do we know this is true? Because God says it's true. That's how he created us. He created us that our words would have power, that our words would have substance, and that our words would accomplish what we send it out to accomplish, whether it be good or bad, negative or positive. Your words accomplish something when you speak it. How do words accomplish something when somebody speaks it? Because if you believe the word, it's going to accomplish something. If you speak it to somebody else and they believe it, it's going to accomplish something in their life. If they believe what you're saying, then your words will cause an action or something in whoever received those words. Faith prepares. If you believe your words are substantive and they will accomplish something, you're going to be careful about how you use your words. You're going to prepare your words. You're going to prepare what you say. You're going to prepare what you say. You're not just going to say any old thing. You're going to prepare what you say because faith prepares. Whatever you come into agreement with is what you empower. Since we live by faith, then we live by what? Preparing what we say. You don't say any old thing. You prepare what you say. Because whatever you come into agreement with is what you empower. Colossians 2, 14 and 15 tells us the devil has been stripped of all authority and publicly humiliated. He's been stripped of all authority and publicly humiliated. I'm going to read what the Passion Translation says for Colossians 14 and 15. He canceled out every legal violation we had on our record and the old arrest warrant that stood to indict us. He erased it all, our sins, our stained soul. He deleted it all, and they cannot be retrieved. Y'all are familiar with a computer and deleting some stuff? Now, the modern computer, now they can delete stuff on a computer, but if you're an expert, they can bring it back. But in God's system, when he deletes something, it cannot be retrieved. And the word of God said he deleted your sins. He deleted my sins, and they cannot B, retrieve. Everything we once were in Adam has been placed onto his cross and nailed permanently there as a public display of cancellation. Then Jesus made a public spectacle of all the powers and principalities of darkness, stripping away from them every weapon and all their spiritual authority and power to accuse us. And by the power of the cross, Jesus led them around as prisoners in a procession of triumph. He was not their prisoner, they were his. Satan's only resource is to deceive you into agreeing with his lies. That's his only recourse. He has to get us to agree with him. And everything Satan says is lies. It's a scheme. What is he trying to steal? He's trying to steal the word of God. He's trying to keep the just what? From walking by faith. He's trying to keep us from living by faith. He's trying to keep us from believing God. So he wants us to know that once we, if we come to the place where we agree with his lies, we empower the lies, and we're no longer walking and living by faith. We're walking and living by something that the enemy has told us that's lies and not truth. Faith prepares. Faith prepares. Thank God for communion this morning about humility. Faith prepares. Faith prepares. Now, faith prepares in this way. If you know you need to humble yourself, humble yourself. The Bible tells us to do what? Humble yourself. Didn't tell anybody else to humble us. He didn't say he was going to humble us. He said, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Because a proud person is not going to walk by faith. When we're allowing pride in there, pride is not going to help us walk by faith. Pride prepares us what? To listen to our flesh, to be high-minded. But faith prepares us to humble ourselves. Agree with lies, empower lies, and release the assignment of those words to bear fruit. Words spoken over you by others carry an assignment, either for blessing or cursing, and your agreement will either empower angels or empower demons. Be careful what you're agreeing with. Be careful. Be careful. Don't agree with any and everything. If it's against the word of God, don't agree with it. I don't care what it looks like. I mean, I have plenty of opportunities, and I know you do too, but I'm talking about me. I have plenty of opportunities day by day to agree with the devil. But I choose to disagree. I choose to disagree. Just yesterday, I had a chance to partner with fear. I chose to say no. I don't like fear. I've been that road. Don't want to go down that road no more. Faith is God's way of bringing us into partnership with him. Why is it, excuse me, why is it that the word of God said the just shall live by faith? Why does the Bible say that without faith it's impossible to please God? Why do God want us to live this life of faith, this life of obeying him, this life of agreeing with him? It's all because God wants us to partner with him. The only way to partner with God is by faith. The only way to come in agreement with God is by faith. The only way to allow God into our lives, to have his will and his plan and purpose in our lives, is by faith. It's just by faith. It's just by believing him. So faith is God's way of bringing us into what? Partnership with him. There ain't no lone rangers. No lone rangers, L-O-N-E, no lone rangers in the church, the body of Christ. God ain't looking for no lone rangers. He's looking for us what? To partner with him and partner with each other in the kingdom. in the kingdom. Romans 10, 17. So then faith by hearing, I took out a come because the come in that was italicized. So then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So how do we get faith? By hearing God, hearing the word of God, hearing the word of God. We walk by what we hear. We walk by what God say to us. We walk by the revelation of God. We walk by what God has already said to us in his word. That's how we walk. We walk by the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us, and that's God. Did you know that God designed us with partnership in mind? That's how he designed us. He designed us with partnership in mind. Hebrews 11, 6. I'm going to go back to there. I've already, I'm going to read it now. Hebrews 11, 6. But without faith, it's impossible to please him. But he who comes to God must believe that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Because what? When we come to God, we must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. What does that mean? When you pray, you got to believe that God hears you and God answers. You got to believe he hears you and then he answers. You may already know this, but the reality is amazing. It would seem it would be easier for God to just what? Do stuff on his own and leave us out of it. Because we got a way of messing things up. But he didn't design it that way. He delights in partnering with us. He delights in working with us. He delights in, Donnery, come here for a minute. He delights in not doing it by himself. He could, but he delights in saying, okay, Donnie, can we do this together? Will you just walk with me, Donnie? Donnie, I want this done, but I want you to help me, Donnie. So Donnie, I'm gonna be with you, but Donnie, you do this, and Donnie, you do that, but I'm gonna be there with you, Donnie. I'm never going to leave you, forsake you. I'm going to empower you, and you're going to be doing it. They're going to think it's you, Donnie, but me and Donnie, me and you know it's not you, it's me. He delights in partnering with us. He delights in doing that. If we boil all this down, the ultimate calling of every Christian is what? To hear and obey. Hear and obey. Hear and obey. It's simple, but not necessarily easy. Yet it's what we were made for, to follow God's voice, to follow him, to obey him, to obey him. Simple, but not easy. Why is it not easy? Because there's God's voice, there's the devil's voice, there's the world's voice, there's people's voice. Then there's our own voice. Everybody vying for your attention and trying to keep us what? From walking by faith every day of our lives. Trying to keep us from making those faith preparations. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Some Bible translators have interpreted it this way. But really, faith comes by hearing the rhema word of God. The rhema word. Faith doesn't come by hearing any old word. It comes by hearing the rhema word of God. When we read, but what I want you to see this too. When we read the written word of God, the Logos, it can and should become rhema. That's why God gave us the Bible. That's why we got the word of God. That word of God, when you read it, it's logos. It's written word. But that logos, when you read it and you meditate on it, it should come, it should turn into rhema, and the Holy Spirit will speak it in your spirit, man, and it will become rhema. When you get a rhema word, boy, you got it. It's hard to get a rhema word out of you. If you just read something And just reading it, and not really allowing the Holy Spirit to speak that word in your heart, then it ain't gonna stick. And we all know that. You read it and then you forget it. It don't stick with you. But when that word become rhema, when you allow Holy Spirit, you meditate on that thing, you stop when Holy Spirit say stop. It's a funny story about somebody, and I think I heard Robert say this too, and I've had this happen to me. You're so busy praying, or you're so busy reading the word of God, then when God speaks, you don't want God to interrupt you. Isn't that silly? You are reading to hear God. You are praying to hear God. Then when God speaks, you want to keep on with your praying or your reading instead of stopping and hearing and getting that rhema word. Faith prepares. You prepare to hear. You prepare by having a state of mind, say, okay, I'm reading the word of God, but anytime God wants to stop me, I will stop. That's why I like the Bible study. We're not just having Bible study just to finish up a chapter or a verse. But when the Holy Spirit stops us, we stop. We might stay on a verse, just one verse for one night. So when you're reading, if it takes you that whole time you're reading and you're stuck on this one verse or this one word, stay there. Get that rhema. Allow that rhema word to prepare you what? To walk by faith, to live your life by faith. When Jesus speaks to us, he causes the consummation of faith within us. He causes us to become pregnant with faith as a seed. Because what? Faith provides grace for you to obey that spoken word. Faith provides grace for us to obey what? The spoken word of God. The spoken word of God. I remember when I thought obeying God was a hard job. That's because I thought I had to do it on my own. But when God gives us a word, he also gives us grace to obey that word. We have grace to obey. Now you got to believe you got grace to obey. But what? If you don't believe it, you won't prepare to obey. Because you're gonna think, okay, I can't do this, too hard. But if you believe you have grace to obey, then you're gonna get ready and move to obey because you know you got grace to do it. We can't get faith by striving. You can't obtain faith by striving. Faith is a gift. It's a gift. It's not. I don't care how much you strive and strive. Isn't it amazing that we strive and strive for something that we already got? We strive and strive to get something that God has already placed in us. It just needs to be activated. The word of God activates the faith that's in us. It activates the faith that God has already given us. Let's talk about Peter walking on the water in Matthew 14. Okay. Jesus and the disciples saw Peter what? Peter and the disciples saw what? Jesus walking on the water. Nobody else said this but Peter. Peter said, Master, if that's you, bid me to come. Well, sometimes the way we ask stuff, and God has no way but to answer us because of the way we ask. Jesus might have known Peter wasn't ready to actually walk on water and stay on water. But he also knew Peter said, if it's you, bid me to come. Well, it was Jesus. He couldn't say, it's not me. It was him, so he told Peter, come. And then Peter began to walk on the water. Peter had a rhema word from Christ. And in that rhema word come was the ability for Peter to what? Walk on the water. So what was faith preparation for Peter? Peter heard the word, come. And once he heard Jesus said, come, what did Peter have to do? He had to actually come. He had to actually take his feet one foot at a time, and actually step out on the water. Faith preparation. He believed God, so he prepared to walk on the water by what? Actually moving out on the water. Moving out on the water. That's what he did. Now, had Peter not believed God, he would have never got off the boat. He would have stayed right there. He would have stayed right there. Grace is operational power. Peter had the grace, the ability to walk on the water. Grace gives us the ability to do what we can't do on our own. It's okay that we can't, well, do something on our own because God never expected us to do it on our own. Grace was always given to us, that ability to do what we can't do on our own. So faith causes preparation. What we believe, we prepare for. Peter prepared them legs, he picked them up, and stepped out on that water. Faith is the currency upon which heaven operates. Faith is what allows us to partner with the things of God. We can't please God apart from faith. We see, live, and walk by faith. When we have faith, nothing is impossible. When we allow what? I should say when we allow our faith to be activated by the word of God. Faith looks like something. Faith has action involved to it. We often say love looks like something, but you know what? Faith looks like something too. James 2:17 says that faith without works is dead. Faith actually involves something and it looks like something. Faith is a thing that actually allows us to partner with God to see his plan and purpose unfold in the earth and in our life. Faith is our response to God's. Faith is our response to God. Faith actually requires something of us. Faith requires something out of us. And what faith requires, what is it faith requires out of us? Obedience. Faith requires us to obey. Faith requires us to obey. 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7. A widow woman went to the prophet. Her husband was dead, and she owed a debt. And the landlord, a creditor, had threatened to come and take her sons away and make them slaves. So Elisha told her to do this. He said, I want you to go and borrow some pots. Now, first he asked, what do you got? She said, well, I got a jar with some oil in it. That's all I got, a jar with some oil in it. Then he told us to go borrow some vessels. Go borrow all the vessels you can get from all your neighbors and bring them vessels here. She did that. She brought all the, her sons went and got all the vessels. They brought them all to the house. What was she doing? Making preparation. Her faith. She believed the man of God could help her. So she was preparing by obeying everything he told her to do. So they got all the vessels and then brought them to the house. Then Elijah told her, said, take the oil and pour it in the pot. And that's what she did. One pot got full of the oil. She went to another one until she had filled all the pots she had with oil. And then he told us, now you go sell the oil and have enough to pay off your debt and live off the rest. But she made preparation. She believed what the man of God said, so she went and borrowed the pots. She poured the oil. Now, she knew that all she had couldn't fill up all those pots in the natural. So why did she go and get the vessels? Because of faith. Because she believed. She believed. She believed, and so then she had enough for to pay all her debts and enough for her and her son to live off of. The Christian life is one of response and preparation. Response and preparation. Worship is a response. Obedience is a response. We are responding to the invitation of the Lord consistently. We are preparing for what he said. We're consistently listening, obeying, responding to what God said, and then preparing, making preparations for what he said. making preparation for what he said. Now, when Ed asked Mary to marry him, she said yes, obviously. But after she said yes, they decided they were going to get married. She believed he was going to marry her. So what did she do? She started making preparations. I don't know whether they had a wedding or not. They made preparation to get married, though, because the ceremony and all of that. She made preparation. If she didn't believe it, she wouldn't hardly made no preparation. But probably said, I don't know whether he's going to marry me or not. Maybe I'll not do this. Maybe I'll just wait and be sure. But she believed it. So she made preparation. Faith makes preparation. Preparation is a natural result of believing someone. Sometimes people don't want to hear we believe God. They want to see if we believe God. If you believe God, they're going to see you doing something. When we don't really believe, then we're not motivated to prepare. If you don't really, like I said about the wedding, if you don't really believe, you're not going to be motivated to prepare. If you believe, if you need a job and you believe you're going to get a job, you're going to go look for a job. People that ain't looking for a job, they either don't want a job or they don't believe they're going to get a job. If we actually believe God, it should manifest in preparation. Hebrews 11, 7 says this. I'm going to talk about some people that made preparation. Noah, being warned by God that the rain was coming because God told him to, and God told him to build the ark, he moved by godly fear. Hebrews 11, 7 said, and Noah built the ark because they believed God. He believed God. What we prepare for shows what we actually value. He prepared because he believed. Let me read what it says. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household. He prepared the ark. We pray and we prepare. If you pray and all you're doing is praying, you're not making any preparation for your prayers to be answered, then you might not really believe what you're praying for. We pray and prepare. We hear the word of the Lord and prepare. This is how faith manifests. The level of outpouring of the Holy Spirit is determined by the level of preparation in your life. We are praying for outpouring, but doing absolutely nothing to prepare for it. We are praying for the call of God to manifest in our lives, but doing nothing to prepare for it. Luke 5, 4, let's read that. I'm going to get ready to bring it to a close. I'm just going to tell you what Luke 5 says, 5, 4 says. Peter and his colleagues had been fishing all night, had caught nothing. But then Jesus told them what? To launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. Nets, plural. And then Peter replied, I will let down the net. He didn't prepare for the catch because he didn't believe what Jesus said. He had believed what Jesus said. Jesus said, let down your nets. He let down one net. It's like Peter was thinking, I've been working all night long. I ain't caught nothing. Can't be much out there. Can't be much happening. So I'm just going to, one net is all I'm going to need. So that's all he put out there. And that one net broke and he had to call somebody to help him with the fish. Had he put the nets out like Jesus said, he would have been prepared. But he didn't put the nets out, so he was unprepared. Sometimes we're unprepared because we don't really do what the Lord tells us to do. Many times when we have experienced disappointment and the trials of life, we no longer lean in and believe God for what's coming next, and we no longer prepare. I've had to fight that one ever since this church has been here almost. Disappointment and the trials of life and the slacking up of leaning in and believing God what's coming next. And so we no longer prepare. There is something about past seasons of disappointment that actually gets us to lean back instead of leaning forward. Don't allow disappointment to call you to lean back, but lean forward into the things of God. What have God said to you? What have God spoken to you? Are you preparing for it? Are you preparing for it? We cannot allow past seasons of disappointment, pain, and loss to become distractions in our life. John the Baptist quoted this from Isaiah 43. This is what he said of himself. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. That was John the Baptist's duty. He was to prepare the way of the Lord, prepare the way for Jesus. Every believer is an intercessor because our job is to make a highway for King Jesus to show up. Obedience is what he says or have said. Obedience to what he says or have said prepares a place for him to move. Do the work of preparation. Actually prepare for what God has said. Go gather jars, build an ark, cast nets. What did God tell you to do? The lame man got up and walked. The woman with the issue of blood made her way through the crowd and touched the hem of Jesus' garment. The blind man cried out for Jesus and was told when he was told to keep silent. Do the work of preparation. Actually prepare for what God has said for you to do. What have he said? Are you preparing? Faith prepares for what has been spoken. Faith prepares for what has been spoken. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for today's word. We thank you for those that are here and online to hear the word of God. God, we thank you for what you've spoken to us, what you said to us in your word. Help us to walk in preparing because we've heard, preparing because of what you've said to us. Help us, Holy Spirit. Faith prepares. Faith has actions to it. Help us, Lord. Help us put actions to our faith by preparing to receive what you've told us that we are to have. Help us to walk in that preparation. Walk by faith. Walk by faith. Help us to walk in that preparing faith. That faith that prepares because we've heard and we know it's coming to pass. And God, we thank you for it right now. For faith preparation. Thank you for faith preparation. Thank you for faith preparation. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 We thank God.